Good day with Brookings Radio News. I'm Perry Miller. The Watertown Police Department's investigation into Tuesday's fatal accident on Highway 212 in Watertown has turned into a homicide investigation. A car driven by 43-year-old Dawn Meyer of Watertown was hit head-on by a car driven by a juvenile Minnesota male who had crossed the center line. Meyer was killed. Assistant Watertown Chief of Police Tim Toomey.
The fatality investigation has taken a turn. The accident investigation team, along with the detectives, has been looking into it. The speed of the juvenile male's car was determined to be over 100 miles per hour. Ms. Meyer's vehicle was doing under the speed limit. The investigation has revealed that this was possibly an intentional suicidal act on the part of the juvenile and is now a homicide investigation.
Toomey says there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. Charges have yet to be filed. The juvenile remains in serious condition at a Sioux Falls hospital. A federal judge temporarily blocks enforcement of parts of a new South Dakota law aimed to prevent disruptive demonstrations against the Keystone XL oil pipeline. A lawsuit spearheaded by the American Civil Liberties Union against Governor Noem and others alleges the legislation chills protected speech. U.S. District Judge Lawrence Pearsall this week issued a preliminary injunction halting several provisions of the law, which also banned so-called riot boosting. Bankers in rural parts of 10 plains in western states, including South Dakota, expect slow growth in the months ahead, but the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China is weighing on the economy. The Rural Main Street Survey overall index climbed into positive territory, 50.1 in September, up from 46.5 in August. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy, although slow in this case. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, says bankers are less confident because of the ongoing trade disputes. That's news.